Hello world, it's John Pinto, your roving realtor, bon vivant, video blogger, and I am here with my favorite home warranty professional, Bob Johnson from HomeGuard Home Warranty. How are you today?
I'm doing great, John. Look at this place we're in.
Here we are at Inglenook Winery with the 2010 Rubicon partaking. And Bob, you and I are going to talk about public utility power shutoffs as it pertains to optional coverage with HomeGuard Home Warranty. Please enlighten us on what that is.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity because in this environment we just are going through, HomeGuard decided to try to address the homeowners that were dealing with the public utility all of a sudden announcing a public safety shutoff. So now they don't have power and they might be in a situation where they need refrigerator. There might be medical conditions that you need to address. And so in our total protection plan, we included coverage. So if this happens to one of our clients, they can go out to Lowe's or Home Depot or someplace like that, and we will pay up to $250 for them to get a gas generator. And that's enough money to get them the size generator that's going to keep that refrigerator on. It's going to keep their food from spoiling. It's going to be able to give them some power so they can get through that time period till the utility company turns back on the utility.
Well, that certainly is timely and would have come in handy in the last couple of months because we did have some power shutoffs.
We did, and we did have some claims regarding it. So it was something that I appreciate HomeGuard Home Warranty and the company addressing issues going on in the state of California that needed to be addressed.
So when somebody buys that coverage and they make a claim, what does that claim process look like?
They just would call us and tell us, hey, we just got a public safety shutoff, and we would give them the authorization to go ahead and purchase the generator. They would submit the receipt plus the actual notification that they would get from the utility company that it actually occurred. That's the way that we as a warranty company know that the public safety shutoff actually was that. And it wasn't just a normal rolling blackout that occurs in certain regions of our state when a utility company is doing general maintenance.
Okay, so let's talk about the logistics.
Yes.
You're in an area with high winds, perhaps in a little bit of a rural area. Mm-hmm. You're kind of toggling between, is PG&E going to turn us off or not? You don't really know.
Right.
You make the decision, we're not going to wait for them to turn it off. We're going down to Lowe's or Home Depot. We're going to buy the generator.
Mm-hmm.
They have the coverage. It gets turned off.
Any warranty on any claim, any company is going to want you to notify them first.
So they, okay, so let me walk that back.
Yeah.
So they have the coverage.
They have the coverage.
They call HomeGuard Home Warranty.
Mm-hmm.
They say, we've gotten notice that there is a good chance we're going to get turned off tonight.
Correct.
We want to put in a claim. Now, I'm going to fabricate a scenario.
Sure, sure.
We're going to Lowe's. We're going to Costco. We're going wherever we're going to go. We're going out and buying that. We're buying that generator because
right.
we want to have it as soon as the lights go out.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The power shutoff never comes. The claim is never made.
Correct.
But maybe the shutoff does in fact happen that night.
Right.
Is that a bona fide claim, and did I impart the process properly?
Yes, because they called the office first, believe me, we're aware of what's going on in the state of California too. That's why we've developed some of the options we did to help out regions that are in this situation. And we would be aware as well. We would notify them exactly what you just said. If the power shutoff occurs, then you have your coverage and go ahead and submit the paperwork that's needed.
That makes perfectly good sense.
Yes.
Very good. So thank you, Bob, for imparting. And what is the technical name for that coverage?
It's in our total protection plan automatically, so you don't have to pay any extra for it. And it's our public safety power shut off.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. And thank you, everyone, for watching yet again. And Bob, are there any parting words before we terminate this video?
As you see where we are, I welcome everyone to come to Inglenook.
Good thought. I resemble that remark. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you on the next video.